Hey.
And we are back.
Welcome to the Poser Podcast.
Hey, Ian.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in
this
room.
Yeah, we're not alone this week.
Oh, their mics. Now is it on?
Yeah, it's on now. Yeah, we're very much not alone this week. This week, Josh is back.
Hey.
Hey,
buddy.
Because he had so much fun last time. Hey, talk on the mic, Gretchen.
So with us this week, Ian, we have Gretchen, your lovely wife.
Closer. Well, say
Josh.
Something.
Hi, Gretchen.
Please say something. We can't hear you smiling.
That's okay.
We have Gretchen.
And we have Sammy.
Yes, we do.
Josh's lady friend.
Say hello, Sammy.
Hello, just... Sammy.
Oh, gosh.
That would be Sammy. So,
yeah.
Per listener request, this week we decided to do something kind of fun and unusual.
Yep.
And talk about man skills, Ian.
Who requested this?
Josiah Jones.
Josiah Jones.
His request. actually, his request was food you want to learn how to cook or the next man skill you want to learn. But we decided to make it all just man skills.
We should have a cooking class podcast.
Okay.
That's a good idea. Except they would be able to see what we were doing.
Yeah. That's why you got to...
You have to
a
describe
lot of words.
It really, really well.
I'm now dicing the chicken into two.
Seven pieces.
That's what a recipe is.
A really
you can't see them making the recipe when
That's
it's written
true.
Out.
That's true.
That's why I like recipes with pictures.
Yeah.
There's not always pictures.
That's why I like books with pictures.
We know you like books
you can't
with pictures.
Read.
We've discovered we've discussed your reading habits.
Hey. It's true.
Man, what a comeback.
Oh. So, Ian, what's a man skill you want?
I just want to point out that, you know, we saw it fitting to talk about man skills and bring two women to the conversation.
Yes. To keep
but
us humble.
I feel like that's kind of, you know, to keep it balanced.
Yeah.
You know, so
that way they're not like.
Do we get to talk about our man skills?
If you have some man skills, can you grow a beard? That'd be a
no.
Man skill. That's could my first man
a
skill.
Circus.
Sammy used to bite people.
I don't know how that's equated to a man skill. Is that something men do?
I don't know.
I like to think I'm a man and I don't bite people.
I try not to bite people.
I mean, it's a general rule.
Generally frowned upon. she just shakes her head. My man skill, something that I'm surrounded by at Hope with the church I work at. All the guys, well, a lot of the guys that work there or that are there can grow fantastic beards.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking, I'm talking like mountain man. Just
would that
like,
be a skill, though? Because it's kind of genetic.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Because, I mean, you can't really learn how to grow a beard.
But
you can cultivate it. Like,
yeah,
you
like,
can
I'm talking like,
shape it
I'm not talking like Cy Robinson kind of beard, like where you look, if people just saw
just
you, they think
grow.
You were homeless. Yeah. Like, I'm talking about like you
trimmed.
Keep it trimmed. You have it has a form, has a shape. Like Matt Tabinis had one of the best beards I've ever seen. And then he cut it before ski trip. But,
well,
man, it was fantastic.
Or Zach Medlock.
Yeah, he has a great beard.
He has a great man beard.
His is a little on the homeless side, though. I'm not going to lie.
You mean the little... There, it's in the bag.
I was like,
it's in the top of the bag.
I
Gretchen,
don't feel like that's going
to
work.
I feel like Gretchen was trying to balance... Was just about to try to balance that on the... That would have been interesting. I should have let her do it.
Yeah.
By that, they mean microphone for
yeah,
those that
the microphone
can't
stand.
See what's going
sorry,
on right
visual
now.
Humor, not we've discussed.
Yeah.
Not as good on a podcast.
I agree with that.
It's kind of small, isn't it?
My girlfriend, Desi.
Can she grow a beard?
Does no. Oh. No, Ian, she can't.
But that's where
that's
you're going.
Good,
she doesn't,
that's a good thing.
She doesn't like it when I have a beard, really.
That's unfortunate.
She likes about a 5 o'clock shadow, and that's about it. So I keep,
yeah.
it, keep it pretty trim.
That's what you got going on now.
But if I were a lonely man, let's say it that way, I would have a big beard.
So wait, I think it's the opposite. You should have said the opposite direction. If you had a big beard, you would be a lonely man.
It's true.
Either one is true.
Wait, I mean, seriously though, I mean, you guys couldn't talk it out if you grew a beard. I mean, she wouldn't. She would be like, I hate you. I'm never talking to you again if you
yeah,
grew a beard.
Yeah, they're really itchy.
No, but...
That's what it would be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Maybe we need to leave it there.
No, I just really wish I could grow a beard. Like a big, giant... You had a pretty good beard going, and it's coming back in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you shaved it.
I made a mistake. and I had an awesome, not awesome beard. It was pretty good. It was a decent beard. I'll give it that.
Yeah, it wasn't like mountain man beard. It was,
you know, Sammy had never seen me without a beard. And so I was like, well, I'll shave it off. And then she really liked it. So it's not like she's against the beard, right?
Right.
What he's saying, Sammy, is that your opinion means nothing to him.
Well,
no,
that's not the right thing to say.
What I'm saying is that her opinion means so much to me that I may not grow back my beard like I had it before.
Like you had it before. There's like an asterisk by the I won't grow back
exactly.
my beard.
So like I had it before. In retrospect, if your girlfriend has never seen you without a beard, don't shave it off.
Don't risk it. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Well,
I don't mind not having a beard. I'm just throwing it out there.
My man skill that I want to learn, which... okay, disclaimer. It's not going to sound like a man's skill, which is something that I wanted to point out about this
making
culture.
Making dresses.
Okay, what?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Shut up.
Or wearing dresses. Go ahead.
No. How manhood, well, just gender roles in general, are really prescribed by culture. Like, they just, it changes over time. Like, you know. Originally, pink was a man's color because it represented strength. Women were not allowed to wear pink because they were weaker. So men wore pink because it was the color of strength. Stuff like that. Like,
I think we're gonna get
our current
most emails we've ever gotten.
I'm just saying it's history. Okay,
all from females.
I'm saying, like, prescribed stereotypical gender roles change over time. Like the current macho man that. You know, stereotype that we've had has only been around since like the early 1900s.
Yeah.
As it is today. Like prior to that, men did things that would now be considered feminine. For example, for a very long time, men were tailors. They knew how to sew.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought you said men were tailors. I thought you said men wore tailors. I was like, what is it?
I thought you meant like the coats.
Yeah.
The
I was like, yeah.
I thought
so what's a tailor?
Were W-E-R-E. They were tailors. So my man skill would be to learn how to sew, like to patch up my own clothes and stuff like that.
Man skill. I do have a man skill.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at it.
See, there you go. So that would be my man skill.
Yeah.
Because I want to make my own bow ties.
That was,
which is a man skill I just learned.
Is how to tie a bow tie.
I tied my own bow tie. Took me two hours.
That was an unexpected man skill.
Yes. I know, Josh.
But nonetheless.
I'll allow it. That was good.
Thanks, man.
Like I'm the judge. Because yeah. I'm sitting higher than you guys.
Yeah. You gotta say these things into the
microphone. Yeah, at least just point it at you.
I'm trying to keep it in the middle.
She's already said she does not want to talk.
She can share Josh's mic.
She laughed in the mic. Does that count?
Josh, what's your man skill?
Just like point it at you.
It's way too heavy.
Okay, well, I feel like you guys are opening a can of worms that you didn't anticipate.
With you?
With man skills.
Oh.
Because I have a certain stance on man skills. And you have to understand where I'm coming from with
this. Is funny because we didn't tell him what we were going to do this podcast on until like a minute before we started the podcast.
Actually,
and he has an authority.
Actually, no. See, me and Sammy have actually talked about this.
Oh. It's true.
See? Okay, so my stance is that it's kind of similar to what Ben was saying as far as like how, you know, manly things are like driven by culture and by like the different things around you, obviously. And so, like, there's a lot of things that people expect, you know, like if you're a man, you got to do this. If you're a man, you got to do this. And I'm just like,
I don't fit that criteria.
What if I'm not good at those things? Is that, you know, but I'm still a man, you know? So, like, so my whole point is, like, you know, like, I think it's cool to break the stereotypes.
Yeah.
Kind of like Ben did with the whole sewing thing. Like, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean,
said that one with hair on my chest.
That's right. Granted, it's not a whole lot, but it's still there.
I feel like that's a good thing.
Yeah. To not have a lot of hair on your chest?
Yeah.
Oh, but I do. Ian.
It's okay if you want to turn off the podcast.
No, yeah, thanks.
Keep going, Josh. I'm sorry.
Anyways, that was pretty much my whole deal. Like, you know, there are, you know, different things, you know, like where you got to like show off for your girlfriend and stuff like that, which is, you know, I mean, I already have to battle showing off for my girlfriend. So I don't feel like that's something that people have to like encourage me to do.
Yeah.
Desi knows I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
She loves me for who I am.
Gretchen has to put up with me talking about comic books. So she definitely knows I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
That was where you supposed to go.
No comment.
Oh. So anyways, I don't know. I guess my man skill, like, probably, like, my man... Is it one that we want to learn or one, like...
One that you'd want to learn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Better at.
Yeah, probably one that I would want to be better at would be... Because, like, I feel like I am fairly gentlemanly. Mm-hmm. But that's like the coolest man skill I think there is. Like, as far as like being a man and things that you want. Yeah, exactly. Things that you want, like, you know, like when you say man, like, you know, a man should be first and foremost a gentleman. Like he should put ladies first and he should do those kind of things. And a lot of times, like in this culture, it's kind of lost because even the ones that are gentlemanly a lot of times are doing the gentlemanly things for like their own good, like so the girls will think highly of them or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's not for the girls, it's for them.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're doing gentlemanly things for yourself, then it's not really gentlemanly, it's selfish.
Yeah. It's
so,
which I'm glad you brought that up because there's actually a website I wanted to plug in this episode called theartofmanliness.com. Nice. And it's this guy, I didn't know his name. Anyway, I'm drawing blank, but he's a really cool guy. Him and his wife run this website called The Art of Manliness, and it's got like a lot of tutorials on manly things, and a lot of what he kind of it almost treats manliness or gentlemanliness as like a lost art, and so that's why it's The Art of Manliness. It's like teaching men and boys like how to be self-aware and how to do things like tie bow ties and kill grizzly bears
with your bare hands.
Tie bow tie?
It is.
And they have pictures of guys with fabulous mustaches.
Fabulous mustaches.
And boxing gloves doing the whole way just too far out reaching boxing stance.
Yeah, currently their man skills are how to survive a bear attack, an illustrated guide, how to raise backyard chickens, how to use valet parking without looking like an idiot.
Is there a special skill to valet parking?
Wait, hang on a second. How does that compare to being a gentleman. Like, if you can fight a bear, that's great, but what does that have to do with, you know...
I live in the city. I don't see well, why like, I'm going to have to fight a bear at all.
That's the current page that they have of man skills. Oh, okay. But like, I think it's articles on gentlemanliness and stuff like that.
It's like lighthearted comedy mixed with seriousness.
Well, I mean, I'd love to learn how to fight a bear.
I mean, yeah.
That would be beneficial at some point.
It's on the bucket list.
I mean, I'm sure.
I can teach you that, too.
Yeah. Gretchen wrote that article, if people don't know. She also wrote the one about how to grow a fabulous mustache.
No. Not that one.
Yeah.
Is that all you get?
My one of them that they mentioned on the website, which is actually on my list of man skills I want to learn, is I want to learn how to drive a stick.
Which you know
I'm ashamed to admit that
you drive cars, Ben, not sticks.
Do you read? I'm sorry,
I won't say it again.
You didn't finish your thought.
No, that was pretty much it.
Did you finish it?
I was just, you know, I just want to see you guys be more gentlemanly, like for the right reasons, like not
what it means to be a gentleman.
Like, yeah, like not necessarily like see them do gentlemanly things, but actually see them be gentlemen.
Yeah.
Like,
because
there's a difference in doing gentlemanly things and being a gentleman. Because if you do gentlemanly things for selfish reasons, that's not being a gentleman. That's just being selfish.
Just being selfish.
It's integrity and character and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, like, I don't know, like, I think it would be really cool to see guys actually put, well, first of all, put other people first, but put women first, too, you know.
Josh is doing
I have hand gestures, okay?
Yeah.
So, Gretchen, what's a man skill you want to learn?
I'm good at all of them.
Yeah, you can grow a beard.
Except that one.
Hey, wait. Didn't we say growing a beard is not a man's skill because it's...
Hey, man. That was on my list.
But how is that a skill? You can't learn how to
do it. The skill is not growing the beard. The skill is keeping the beard nice and shapely. Not
you can't.
Not scraggly. Hey, all right. It said I want to... It's one I want to learn, okay? Trying to bring me down here too much. Okay. But yeah. So you don't got any man skills you want to learn?
Well, I'm not a man.
Doesn't mean so you can't learn a man skill.
Well, apparently she already knows how to sew, which Ben's a man skill.
I can sew. I can paint walls.
She can't. She can paint a lot better than I can.
I can hang things.
She can. She's pretty solid.
So Ian, what do you do?
I can grill stuff.
I don't hang things, paint things, or sew things. That's for sure. I can drive a stick. Actually, I didn't learn how until this last year. Yes, Gretchen.
I can start a fire with one match.
She can.
That's impressive.
She's outdoors, man. She's a baller. Like, her family used to go camping a whole lot. And so is Sammy, I know. Mm-hmm. I know. She's a Sager. It's like
there's
a qualification.
No such thing as a happy camper. I'm sorry.
Such thing as a happy camper.
No.
I'm a happy camper.
Hey,
No.
What were you about to say? You were about to say something?
Every time she talks, I point the mic and she stops talking.
So, Sammy, what's a man skill you want to learn? I know your brothers have taught you man skills. Come on. Besides biting people, what's one thing you would love to learn how to do?
I don't know.
I didn't have time for research. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also what I was saying about the stick shift thing, I didn't learn how to drive stick shift until I had to start driving, like, big rig trucks. Those were all stick. Well, most of them. There's some automatic ones, but... Those things are awesome. I've never felt like more of a man. I'm just in this big old truck.
That's
awesome.
That does kind of make you feel manly driving a big truck.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's true.
Especially those trucks, man.
It makes you feel scared.
I drive a Honda.
I agree with that.
It's a little Honda Accord, 2-door.
I drive a Kia Spectra 5. That's
And I drive a Pontiac Vibe.
But you used to drive a truck.
I used to have a
GMC Sierra.
1998 GMC Sierra.
It was a big truck.
V8. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
And, of course, the governor only went up to, like, 90-something.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Which Ian knows because he did that.
Yes, I did.
That's how I know.
Yes, because I was beside him going 100.
Oh, my. Hey, man, this is not the kind of thing.
If there are any police officers listening to this
podcast.
It's not
the kind of thing we want to broadcast.
That was a joke.
That was just a joke.
Like, when you say 100, you mean, like,
100 feet per hour.
It was who could go to the slowest race.
FTH.
Who gets there last wins. Huh?
A lot.
I don't even know. I don't read books.
Oh.
My next man thing, I got some pretty shallow man things. You guys had really good ones. I want to do MMA again.
Really?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah, I used to do it with Ethan.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Briefly.
Very briefly.
He made you throw up?
He didn't make me throw up. I almost bled all the blood out of my brain through my nose, though, one time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah, dude, it was awful.
I got a little too close. We were, supposed to be shadow boxing, but apparently his shadow hits harder than I thought. because I went to move in at the same time he went to shoot a left jab straight in on my face.
Well, no. Ethan's kind of a big dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I ran into his fist.
I wrestled him one time, like we used to just play wrestle in the front yard, and my hand slipped and I punched him and I watched his eyes go from playful to kill. And it was terrifying. I thought I was going to die.
Last time I wrestled...
I don't wrestle Ethan.
I don't wrestle people.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like, just in general.
What? What do you wrestle?
Do you wrestle dogs and...
Actually, I do. Sometimes.
I wrestled a bear once. That's a band. That's a band.
I wrestled a bear once?
That's a band. It's got awesome. A girl lead singer.
You
it's a screamo band.
I wrestled a bear once.
What?
Shoot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I wrestled a bear once.
They're actually a screamo band, and it's a girl who leads.
So should you scream it? I'm going to say, all right, good, good. I can't remember what I'm saying.
I'm trying to actually not scream
in the microphone, so I whispered, and then I forgot what I was going to say. It was just a bad situation.
Oh. I also want to be a lumberjack.
Yes, that's on my list.
Yeah. I feel like I would
cut
off.
Yeah, that's number
something.
Three on my list.
Yeah.
Important.
We went to see, when on our honeymoon, Gretchen and I went to see the lumberjack show. And they're like legit ESPN competitors. They're like,
well, you can compete awesome. For lumber.
Yeah, dude. I didn't even know.
Jackness.
Lumberjacking.
Jacking.
Lumber,
that works.
That works.
Is it also the world's like largest flannel convention?
No, there's just four of them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's not a very big competition. Only four of them.
Not ever. There was only four in the show we were watching.
All the ones that were in it are like...
Yeah, champions on the ESPN competition
and
stuff.
One guy flew down
awesome.
The tree trunk.
Yeah.
He climbed up and then he just slid down.
Literally, we were in like...
On like three toes.
Yeah, we were in like a arena type... I don't know what...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like an arena type place.
It was a dinner and show.
Yeah. And so like how tall do you think the ceiling was? It was like...
Really tall.
Like 150 feet, something like that. It was maybe higher than that.
Like a mile tall. 280 feet tall.
You just said that so you could say 5,200. It's not. It wasn't a mile tall, but it was very tall, like a few hundred feet. And the guy, the tree trunk, he was going up was like
to
the ceiling, and he was like had these like spikes on his shoes and a strap that he held onto. And that was it. Like, spikes on his shoes and a strap, and he just climbed up this tree and, like...
No harness.
What did he do when he got to the top?
He slid down.
Yeah, like, he dropped his feet and was sliding down on the on his like with his strap, and like as he was going down, he stick his foot in a tree like once, and then to kind of slow him down and stick his foot in the tree, and like he did that three times, and then hit a mat, dude. It was awesome. Yeah.
And they had this okay. Random guy from the audience.
Wow.
I want to be a lumberjack.
I want to be a lumberjack.
And then they had like competitions between the two of them.
Like, I don't feel like real lumberjackness is like that. Or jacking. I don't feel like being a lumberjack.
Isn't it really, like really a lumberjack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's got to cut new the show. Lumber.
It was like Alaska Lumberjacks or something.
I don't
like
know
that.
What it's called, but
those guys
are
potty
mouths. What's the origin of the name lumberjack? Like, do they just jack all the lumber? Is that what?
Yeah.
Someone jacked all the lumber. What's so dang I think, lumberjacks?
I think
I got it.
I think it hails from the era when Jack was just like,
oh
yeah, Jack
Joe, average Joe, average Jack.
I gotcha.
Like
so Jack to cut lumber, Jack, so it's
like Papaw used to say.
Or like side.
Are you watching a video,
Jack?
Oh, my wife is showing them the video of the guy climbing up the tree. That was awesome.
That's
though.
Intense.
That's cool. Awesome.
That's on my list.
No, he's got yeah, sure.
That's funny that that was on your list because that was.
On your list, too. Yeah.
Those three things.
Yeah.
Sewing, lumberjacking, and actually stick shift.
Yeah. Stick shift?
Yeah.
It's not as hard as you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of doing it.
Yeah.
Do you want to see? So, those are our man skills.
Man skills.
That we want to learn.
Yeah. Anybody else got anything else?
Sam, you got a man skill?
No.
Oh.
She really does tart more than this.
Yes, we promise. In her defense, she was kind of like, hey, you want to be on the podcast? When she walked in the door. So.
And she doesn't invite people.
No, I don't.
Just so you know.
She does not.
Anymore.
Anymore. Yeah, wasn't it awesome?
That's amazing.
I know.
We just watched the lumberjack.
I'm gonna put the video that she just showed everybody.
I'm just
on
picking
our Facebook.
I'm sorry
page.
To bring up your past.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna put that video that she was showing of the lumberjack guy on our Facebook page so other people can see
if
it.
You can get it.
If I can get it.
It's not your video.
You're not gonna give it. Well, we're married, so what's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine.
I was going to say, you realize
somebody
what you're
is sleeping
now,
on
right?
The
that new 52
well,
comic
don't have
is
a couch.
We don't have a couch.
Yeah.
For those of y'all that can't see in our living room.
Which is everyone but us.
They have
so,
a nice
yeah.
apartment, though.
Yeah. Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a second shot, all right? Hey, do we have a Twitter?
Yes.
What is it?
Well, it's... at Pose Your Podcast.
Very good.
Job. Hey, Josh. Do we have an Instagram?
Two questions in a row. It's at Pose Your Podcast.
Uh-huh.
That's not difficult at all.
No. Hey, Josh.
Oh, no.
Do we have a Facebook page?
Yes, and I don't know what it is.
It's facebook.com/Pose Your Podcast.
Oh, that's not that hard.
No.
No.
Okay.
No, it's really not.
All right.
Hey, Ben. No, yeah. Hey, Josh, what's our email address?
It probably has something. It probably has
Poser Podcast.
At Gmail.
Yeah.
She got it. PoserPodcast at gmail.com. Gretchen got it first.
Gretchen gets the gold star.
What do I win?
Nothing. You get to continue to be buried to me.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, man.
That hurts me on the inside.
I'm just kidding, but I was already going to.
That's true. Yeah. Well, email us with your.
Yep.
With your.
What's your man skill?
Yeah. With
even
your
if
man
you're a girl.
Skill. Even if you're a girl, man skill is
your girly man skill.
Man skill just means masculine skill. Not technically, you have to be a man.
Yeah.
So.
Apparently, sewing is one of those.
Shut up, Josh.
Yeah. But yeah, email us with your questions, comments. Questions, comments, topic ideas.
Please,
anything.
Topic ideas. We're running out of ideas.
Tell us on, hit us up on Facebook, on Twitter, Please go to iTunes and rate us.
Yeah.
Please. It helps us out. Rate us and write a review.
In the long run, that will do us whole bunches of good.
Whole bunches of really good. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, babe. Don't stare at this potato.
What?
Don't stare at the potato.
Don't do what?
Don't stare at the potato.
I don't know how to sew.
Don't stare at the potato.
Yeah, we're done. And cut.